From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Syria's future, the topic of multilateral talks in Vienna. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry takes part in more talks on Syria Thursday and Friday. The Vienna talks will also involve Russia, Saudi Arabia, and for the first time, Iran. Speaking in Washington on the eve of those talks, Mr. Kerry said they represent the most promising opportunity in years to, in his words, chart a course for Syria out of hell. He says there is a basis of general agreement among the parties.
We all agree that a victory by Daesh or any other terrorist group absolutely has to be prevented. We all agree that it's imperative to save the state of Syria and the institutions on which it is built and preserve a united and secular Syria. We all agree that we have to create the conditions for the return of the displaced persons and the refugees. We agree on the right of the Syrian people to choose their leadership through transparent, free, and fair elections with a new constitution and protections for all minorities in the country.
Mr. Kerry said aside from diplomacy, the two-pronged U.S. policy includes the campaign to degrade and destroy the Islamic State. There's political uncertainty in Tanzania following Sunday's election. On Wednesday, the main opposition candidate, Edward Lowassa, rejected the results, citing alleged fraud. At a news conference in Dar es Salaam Wednesday, he called on the National Electoral Commission to stop announcing results. Mr. Lowassa said the process has been compromised following alleged collusion between the commission and members of the ruling CCM party. The latest official results show Mr. Lowassa trailing CCM candidate John Magufuli 59-40%. His rejection follows the annulment of the vote in Tanzania's Zanzibar region over gross violations in the voting process. This is VOA News.